This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hanging out at the Atlanta Boat Show. And, guys, we've been down here all day. Mike and I are salivating over these wonderful boats going, I want that one, I want that one, and I want that one.
And if you do contribute to my GoFundMe page, you will get a day on the boat with me. That's with a minimum of $1,000 contribution, Carl.
Atlanta Trev says, Dukes, how about Sea Dukes for my boat name?
Yeah, Sea Dukes. Sea Dukes,
I like that.
You
got to
put a name
That's
on
nice.
That sucker, man.
I do like that.
And we or the Duke of the Lake.
We just found out, because I didn't realize it, Michael Jordan's boat is Catch 23.
Yes.
Catch 23.
Shout out to James Sanders out in Social Circle.
We saw it in Hilton Head a couple years ago, and it was breathtakingly, the lines on that sucker are so smooth, it's unbelievable.
Mike, I've seen it, and a guy told me, he wasn't on the boat that day, he just said, that's Jordan's boat, and I was like, really? Because it's ridiculous. But, again, we were talking about boats because we're down here at the boat show. Guys, we got a lot
Chris
to get
Chandler
to.
Has a boat. Pick six.
Oh, that's wrong. That's not right. That's not right. We've been down here at the boat show, but we've been talking about Arthur Blank and the presser today and what happened over at the Arthur Blank Family Foundation. He spoke for how long today? About 30 minutes?
About 35 minutes, I think, in my guesstimation.
And the main thing, these are the things that we took from it, okay? And again, if you're just joining us and you're going, Dukes and Bell, what about this Matt Ryan thing? Guys, they have started interviews today. They're going to run through the weekend. Matt's not the only one they're interviewing for this president football job. And it's president, football, president of football. It's not football ops. That is how Arthur described it. But that has started. Then they're going to get to the coaches. Harbaugh, by the way, they said they're interested. Arthur Blank said he's interested. But those interviews for Harbaugh, he pushed them. I'm not interviewing until next week. So we don't know at what point the Falcons will talk to John Harbaugh. But here's the other part, Mike. In firing Raheem, he said this wasn't a quick conclusion. You and I had talked about evaluating the whole season, which is something you said.
Right.
Or were the four games going to be enough? And Arthur made it clear today that this was a full season evaluation. And that is why he came to the conclusion to move on. But he also said today that the search firm that they hired, Sportsology, and GRG is the other firm. Okay, Sportsology is going to help with the general manager's search. GRG is going to screen and filter guys for potentially the coaching jobs and help the committee, which is the folks in the building, understand the candidates that they have and who's coming in. So he explained a little bit of that. But here's the point. Our owner said today, Mike, that communication and accountability were the key issues that he got from this Sportsology firm and this report they gave him. And we all kind of looked at each other and went, this is kind of what we talked about all season. But now it's been confirmed, and Arthur's saying, look, I'm not in the day-to-day stuff. I'm letting the football people handle it. But when you have this firm come in or this Sportsologist, folks, and they interview 30 people and they talk to the general manager and the coach and this is the conclusion they come to, this is why he said he made the decision. Lack of accountability. And communication.
Well, I mean, it's like, have you ever had one of those? Now, generally, it's anonymous. And you'll get the survey. We actually did one with our corporation a couple of years ago where they ask you about your supervisors, you're back about the organization.
Yeah.
And it's all anonymous. Supposedly, a lot of people are always a little leery of that.
Yeah,
but
leery.
In this case, look, there was no accountability. The fans saw. There was no accountability with special teams. It never got fixed. There was no accountability with the play calling, with the offense, and helping Penix Jr. evolve. So, I mean, and how it gets to this point, I don't know. Does Rich McKay become the guy that everything falls at his feet? Maybe. He's out of the process. He was a constant for a long time. If the Sportsology guys felt that he was an impediment, so be it. So now we're hoping for a fresh set of eyes. Matt Ryan potentially to be that guy. Now today, again, this is a mandatory press conference once your season is over. Folks are expecting more today. That's not what this is.
Nobody's been hired.
So no one's been hired. That search continues for all three positions. My only beef with everything that Arthur said today was to sit and proclaim that Michael Penix Jr. is his franchise quarterback in his guesstimation. I just thought that was an overstatement. And the exact statement was, he felt, I do think Michael is our franchise quarterback. The injury he sustained was on his other knee. Surgeon felt 1,000% secure in the medical procedure. They felt his knee would be better than before. So, fine if he proves that, but let's let a coach and a general manager come in who might look at Michael Penix Jr. and say, you know, with all due respect, Arthur, I don't think he fits. He doesn't fit what I do. And that, to me, means, have you already locked it in? And is Matt Ryan feeling that same way, Carl? So, in other words, if you think that maybe you want to bring somebody else in, or you feel it's time to cut bait the way they did it with Will Levis or Kenny Pickett, or take your pick of any quarterback in the first round that was a bust, or do you say, you know, yeah, Arthur, you have to now get on board with Arthur's vision? See, to me, that's meddling. You don't buy that.
No, I do to a certain degree. But I also think when Arthur was asked about, do you see Michael Penix as a franchise quarterback? And he says yes. And then he said, I can't dictate to coaches or the coach that I'm going to hire who he should keep. It's contradictive in the way that you say, hey, I really like the job Jeff Ulbrich did, but I'm not going to tell the next coach he can keep Jeff Ulbrich, but I am going to tell the next coach that this is our franchise quarterback. So I also believe the investment guys, they're not willing to give up on Michael Penix, nor should they. And so for the owner to come out and say this, one way to look at this, Mike, and I don't know, is you say, whoever is going to be offered this job, you have an owner who believes in this quarterback, and the new people are going to have to help this quarterback get better. And this is going to be our guy until he isn't. But we have a guy we believe in, and we drafted very high, and it was an organizational decision. Arthur owned that today, saying, it wasn't just Terry or Ra. I was in on that because it was just too big. It affected too many people. So he says, yeah, we paid Kirk, but we also made the decision to go get Penix. With that said, I want you to hear this because, I know you have the soundbite. Can we play that for our audience where he talks about Michael Penix today and talking about Penix being the franchise guy?
I do think Michael is our franchise quarterback. The injury he sustained was on his other knee. The surgeon felt 1,000% secure in the medical procedure they went through, and they really felt his knee was going to be even better than it was before. He's on a successful rehab program. He's back in Atlanta. He's committed mentally, physically. He feels good. So, yes, I would certainly see that.
You know, Arthur today, and you and I were talking about this off the air. You'd love to see, you know, Arthur first be happy. Is this misery now? It just seems like the energy in the room, it was like, wow. You know, Arthur's not getting any younger, and would you like to maybe take a back seat? But no billionaire owner is going to do that in today's NFL. Certainly Jerry Jones isn't going to cede things to Steven, and Arthur's not ready to do that with his son either. But you just feel if you're a Falcon fan, man, can we do this in Arthur's lifetime? Because he wants to win really bad. He just hasn't known how.
Hopefully this new layout, Mike, of the front office, maybe it helps him.
But isn't it just the same thing minus Rich McKay and Matt Ryan is now Rich McKay?
No, look, I want to look at this differently. And until, again, I don't know what this is, so guys, don't get mad at me, even though I know you like to. We haven't seen this in action yet. I haven't seen this work for 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Right.
We hadn't won 13 or 14 games. So I don't know what this looks like until we get a chance to see it. But what I want to believe, and this is the part where I said, okay, Mr. Blank, that's interesting. He wants someone to have accountability and guidance to the head coach and the general manager. And when he said that, I was like, okay, wait a minute. Usually the head coach and the general manager, one or the other, comes in and dictates that.
Right.
Here's what he said in regards to having this president in this new position being involved in the day-to-day.
The general manager will do his job. The head coach will do their job. They both will be accountable to the president of football. So there'll be dialogue, exchanges, ideas, et cetera, but at the end of the day, you want the head coach and general manager to have the final say in their areas of responsibility with the input and guidance from the president of football.
So a lot of organizations, and I know, you know, we don't know the intricacies of all these organizations, but many of them are run this way.
Right.
And we haven't had this because traditionally it's just been general manager and coach, and then you answer to Rich, who was president, and or CEO, should I say, or whatever his title was at the time. And then, you know, everybody answered to Arthur Blank. The answering to Arthur Blank's not going to change. Here's what I do think is going to change. this president position, Mike, which is why it's so important and everybody's figuring that it's going to be Matt Ryan, is somebody that knows the organization, maybe a guy that even played. That's something that we heard with Mike Conte, that has experience on the field, but somebody that's going to hold the coach and the general manager accountable. Now, you're going to say, wait a minute, to Mike's point, wasn't Rich McKay supposed to be doing that?
Right.
Maybe, but apparently he didn't. And this is why you go, that will be that guy's job. How we want to play, and I was like, I don't get this. The president's not going to be dictating how the team and the physicality and the makeup of the team. That's why he wanted to clarify this role. And look, I don't know if it's going to work, but when you talk about day-to-day and the guidance of helping those guys do their job, giving them input, but also holding their feet to the fire, that is what he feels like has been missing.
Again, I just don't understand how this hasn't happened the last 8 years.
Because nobody told him.
I don't know. Like
and
I said,
you know who was supposed to tell him?
Rich McKay?
Correct.
I mean, but this – and it's funny because, you know, some people feel that Rich is just a fall guy and, you know, they've marginalized him enough already and this was just simply window dressing because he's become toxic to Falcon fans. But either way, who's asleep at the wheel? That's why, you know, Arthur Smith dictates we're going to go get Kyle Pitts for the general manager that was hired after him. Why don't you just hire a general manager and say it's your friggin' show and you hire the coach? And there's the pecking order. And take the move. See, I don't like adding more moving parts. I even said to Carl, as much as a lot of folks are interested in John Harbaugh, he's more of a CEO. He's not like coming in as I'm an offensive-minded guy or I'm over the defense. So that's just another layer. I'm confused why this was so difficult to figure out and what now changes other than hoping that Matt Ryan comes in with a fresh set of eyes and has his ish together and he straightens this thing out. And again, some fans say, how do we know he will? Well, because Matt is he's performed at a high level. He knows the league. You know, I mean, Carl, he's good at what he does.
He is, but I want to believe that it'll work, but I can't tell you it absolutely will.
No, just real quick to clarify, I got guys killing me. Guys, I'm rooting for Penix. All I'm saying is we don't know what Penix is. And to pronounce him a franchise quarterback when you don't know he's going to come back from the knee injury and be the same guy, I know it's the other knee, but it's three knee surgeries. This guy's he struggles to finish seasons, whether it's college or pro. That's what I'm worried about. So I'd like to keep it open-ended.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Any potential new GM or coach, that's all.
All right, guys, last but not least, Mr. Blank said today the lack of clarity for the vision of the team was something he learned in this report, and that is why they went to this new structure. All right, we're coming back. Since the end of 2025 basketball season, the Hawks, the Braves, United, and the Falcons have all missed the playoffs, and now we're looking for another star. We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.